that social distancing has been shown to be effective in slowing the spread of disease. Everyone should be staying home right now unless they are providing or accessing essential services. And nobody is immune to COVID-19. It doesn't target a specific ethnicity or age group. People who are older and those with chronic medical conditions such as lung disease, heart disease, diabetes, or weakened immune systems are, of course, most at risk. And sadly, we've seen that reflected in our community. However, we've also seen that people without underlying medical conditions can become severely ill and die. Many people who get COVID-19 will experience mild symptoms, and that is why it's important for everyone to stay home to slow the spread of disease. Regarding our cases, we will be expanding the epidemiological profile that's available to the public on our website. The information posted will now include additional information on the underlying medical conditions for hospitalized patients, as well as the severity of their conditions. Please keep in mind, with the number of cases being investigated at this time, most of these cases are ongoing investigations. And that means this data may not be complete and subject to change. Regarding investigations, the health district recently reported a positive case of an individual who accessed services at Catholic Charities of Southern Nevada and the Homeless Courtyard operated by the City of Las Vegas. This client was a male who did access these services while he was symptomatic. He is no longer experiencing symptoms and no longer considered a risk to others. Our health district clinical and community health division staff have been at the facility to assist with screening and testing contacts of this individual. And our clinical staff were also there to provide them information on the appropriate methods for donning and doffing personal protective equipment, or PPE. I would also like to note that staff from the health district have been working with not just this facility, but service providers in our community to provide them with planning guidance to answer questions and also to serve as a resource as we prepared for this type of situation. Regarding testing, the Southern Nevada Public Health Laboratory currently has the capacity to test approximately 40 specimens a day. The Public Health Lab is focused on conducting tests in support of the health district contact investigations. Specimens can also be sent to the Northern Public Health Lab or State Lab for testing. The specimens from private healthcare providers are sent to private laboratories such as Quest or LabCorp for testing. Now, as more testing is done and all the capacity for testing is being taxed, it will take longer to get testing results. And of course, not everyone who feels ill will need to be tested for COVID-19. Healthcare providers determine who should be tested based on an individual's specific symptoms and circumstances. For example, people who have mild symptoms, such as a cough or fever, should stay home and away from other people. And please remember to call your doctor prior to arriving so the appropriate precautions can be taken. Regarding personal protective equipment, or PPE, such as masks, gloves, gowns, the PPE that we've received here at the health district from the state is distributed through our Multi-Agency Coordinating Center, or MAC. And the MAC follows CDC guidance for priority groups since these resources are limited. As we get more shipments into the MAC, we're working to provide this to our providers. This process is done through the MAC to ensure that priority groups' needs are met first and then others based on documented resource requests. Right now, priority groups would include hospitals, first responders, and healthcare providers. Finally, as we've mentioned before, and can't emphasize enough, just some general precautions. Do not go to the emergency department unless it's essential. Please practice everyday preventative actions to help reduce the spread of COVID-19, such as washing your hands and disinfecting surfaces, avoiding close contact with those who are sick, and stay home, especially if you are sick, and please stay informed, again, through our health district website or the CDC website. We will now open it up for some questions.
If you have any questions, be sure to use the raise hand feature, which is, there we go. Or you can always type your questions into the chat box. Okay, I do have a question here. from your phone number ends in 7309. When I unmute you, please identify yourself, your affiliation, and go on with your question.
Hello, this is Michael Scott Davidson. I'm a reporter with the Las Vegas Review Journal. Regarding testing, a few days ago, the state of Nevada announced it received notification from the FDA to begin developing, assessing, and conducting its own testing. Is the Southern Nevada Public Health Lab and the health district playing any role in, you know, developing those tests, or do you guys have any idea at this time how long it would be before we have our own tests through that process, basically?
Yes, the Southern Nevada Public Health Lab is working very closely with the state lab on validation of optional kinds of tests. So that's currently underway. And the state lab is also working on manufacturing collection kits for use in testing. So we got off a call this morning and they're working on that, hoping to produce up to 1,000 a day when they get fully operational.
Okay, well, we have a question here from Art Kane from the RJ. He says, why has the Southern Nevada Health District been so reluctant to say how many tests they have and need? Clearly, if you're asking the feds for tests, you should know those numbers.
Well, the Southern Nevada Health District has not been reluctant to express our need for the lack of tests. We've expressed it continuously to the governor's office and to the federal government, to the CDC and FEMA for our needs. We've been promised by FEMA multiple times the delivery of tests and personnel to help conduct such operations as drive-through swab pods and so on. So currently, our testing capacity, as I mentioned, is 40 a day, and we're running very low on the extraction kits that are used in testing right now. We have about 119 extraction kits left currently.
Okay, this is a reminder to anyone who's calling in. If you press *9 on your phone, you'll raise your hand. Got another question here in our chat box from Roni Acosta from Fox 5. How long does it take for results to come out when people are tested?
I mean, typically the turnaround is 1 to 2 days. But as I mentioned, as more testing is happening and with fewer resources, turnaround times can be a bit longer. Kim, would you like to add?
Yeah, I would just like to add, it can depend on the test or on the laboratory that's running the test. So some of the commercial labs have been inundated with samples, so their turnaround time has become a little bit longer. So we are seeing turnaround times from some of the commercial labs upwards of 5 to 7 days.
Okay, let's jump back up to a phone question. Phone number ending in 2962.
Hi, it's Dana Gentry from the Nevada Current. I have a couple of questions. Has the health district conducted ILI specimen testing during flu season?
I mean, we...
So this is Kim. I'm sorry, I don't have a lab representative here, but typically in past seasons, our Southern Nevada Public Health Lab has been involved in some ILI testing. But it would be a small subset of our community. Currently, or in previous years, other providers within our community have conducted ILI testing and submitted that data directly to the CDC. I don't have the amounts or the numbers in front of me.
Here's another question from the chat. Jacob Solis from the Nevada Independent. Is there a sense of any trends in the hospitalization data, especially as it has decreased over the last few days? Or is it still too soon to tell?
It's really too soon to tell. We are tracking that, but hopefully we'll know more, you know, as time goes on here.
Okay, here's another phone question. Phone number ending in 7309.
Hey, Michael again from the Las Vegas Review Journal. Two-part question. The first part being just, is that data that you mentioned, the expanded data, going to be released today, or should we expect it next week? The second part about the 119 extraction kits, approximately how many specimens can each extraction kit extract from? Is it one-to-one, or is it a bunch of specimens for one extraction kit?
I'm sorry. The first part of your question was, when will that the expanded epi profile be released? That will be today, I believe. Yes. And I'm sorry, what was your second question? Sorry.
He wanted to know how many samples could be tested with an extraction kit.
One, essentially.
It's one to one.
It's one to one. If your question was, you know, it's one to one as far as extraction kits and swabs.
There's another question from chat from Mike Brunker. Can you share any information on the number of COVID-19 cases being treated at Clark County hospitals?
This is Kim. I can speak to that a little bit. Many of our investigations, given the numbers of cases that we have received over the last couple of days, have just now been initiated and underway. So the original information that we get is usually the positive lab. From there, we have to do the investigation to determine if that person is in fact in the hospital or if they're at home. So many of our investigations are still open so that we don't have that collected data as of yet.
Okay, here's another phone question from 8230.
Hi, Hector Mejia here with Channel 8. My question goes back to the number of kits available, 119. Does that mean, safe to say, only 119 tests are available right now? And are we expecting more? And when could we expect those additional tests or kits to arrive?
Yes, that does mean that we have 119. The extraction kits are matched with the other testing part of the kit, and they're necessary. So that means, you're right, that we have 119 tests available. As I mentioned, we put in requests through the state and through the federal government for additional tests. We don't know when we will receive those. However, the commercial labs do have testing capability, as does the northern lab, the referred to as the state lab. So those are options right now until we get further supply of extraction kits and testing.
And we've just got two more questions that we're going to take today. Next up is Mary Hines. She says, how would you characterize the progression of the disease in our community? Are there signs that are discouraging or anything surprising? And how would you characterize who is getting testing now? Is it only the sickest people?
This is Kimberly, her team. This is more anecdotal than data analysis, but what we're seeing on the front end is that we are seeing a lot more urgent care or drive-by tests coming through from medical providers in town that are conducting these tests on those people who aren't ill enough to be hospitalized. So we have seen an increase in those test results coming through. It's hard to characterize just anecdotally so far. It's just too early.
Okay, we've got one more question here. This one's from Vanessa Murphy.
Hi there, Vanessa Murphy, Channel 8. Thanks for taking my questions. I actually have a couple of questions. The first one is, did the lab receive more reagents to do the tests? And the second one is, I think many of the reporters are hearing from healthcare workers who are unhappy with how their hospitals are handling the shortage of PPE. Is there a place for them to go, and can the health district step in?
Well, the first part of your question, Vanessa, is the lab, the reagents are really, you know, related to the testing and extraction kits. So we have not received any more yet. So we're waiting on the order for that. That's why we have 119 available right now. But as I mentioned, additional resources or commercial labs or the northern state lab right now.
This is Misty Robinson with the Office of Public Health Preparedness, and I have been working with the Clark County Multi-Agency Coordination Center in receiving resource requests from multiple medical providers. Unfortunately, we receive very limited resources from the federal stockpile, and they're very spotty when we get them. So we have to prioritize hospitals, EMS providers first before we can get to the individual clinics. There have been a lot of clinics who have sent a resource request into the multi-agency coordination center, and we're trying to get those filled through other processes that we can reach out to.
Okay, we'd like to thank you all for taking your time today to take part of our update, and also for the very good questions that you asked. We'll be providing these updates periodically, so stay tuned. Thank you.
Thank you all for attending today's telebriefing. If you have any further questions, please reach out to our Office of Communications. Goodbye.